You never know what's going to happen in this business. You just, I mean, I still don't. I still could end up completely broke next year. Who knows what's going to happen? Nobody does. So I think they would have rather I was a lawyer or something with a stable income. But I think they saw my passion for it and wanted me to be happy and give it a shot.
At the age of 12, Eliza Doolittle announced to her parents that she wanted to be a pop star. 10 years later, she got her wish. In the summer of 2010, her self-titled debut shot to the top of the charts in England and has now found its way here to the States. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Eliza Doolittle's parents had their reservations about their daughter's career, but she comes from a show business family. Her father is a director for the Royal Shakespeare Company, her mother a Tony Award winner, and her grandmother runs one of the most respected acting schools in London. So it's no surprise that Eliza caught the bug. There's an ease and confidence to Eliza's singing that makes it hard to imagine she's only in her early 20s. She co-wrote all of the songs, which are sweet and poppy without feeling bubblegum. And Eliza talked with FUV's Kara Manning about realizing that her song had borrowed lyrics from the World War I song, Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag.
When we were in the studio writing the song, the lyric came out, we didn't think of anything of it. We kind of didn't really realize that it was from that. And then we suddenly thought, oh my God, that's that song. That's that World War I song. And it's a different melody and everything. It's just the lyric of the first line of the chorus. And we tried some other lyrics out and it just didn't feel the same. So we just kept it in there. And then we got Lloyd Wade to sing it, which made it sound like a sample.
Right.
And it gave it that retro feel. So we kind of ended up playing on it more after we kind of discovered what it was. But it wasn't something that was thought out from before. It was kind of more once we'd figured out what it came out of that. I get tired and upset and I'm trying to care a little less. When I Google, I only get depressed. I was told to push those issues. I was told, don't worry, there's no doubt, there's always something to cry about. You're stuck in an angry crowd. They don't think what they say before they open their mouth. You gotta pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and bury them deep in the sea. I don't care what the people may say, what the people may say about me. So pack up your troubles, get your old grin.
Now, Skinny Jeans, which is spelled G-E-N-E-S, yeah, is more about a person than more about their denim choice, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of a play on both. It's I do actually not like skinny jeans, but in the song, it's more about his personality. I don't like his DNA and his just the way he is. Everything's bad about him except for one good thing.
Was it written about somebody in particular?
I wish it was.
Oh, so
I could have had fun with him, but
so there's nobody out there listening to it on the radio going, that's about me.
No, I kind of wish there was because it would have been fun, but it was more like so fun to come up with the idea with the sexual innuendo and the whistle and kind of just playing with the words with the genetics and then the denim and then just everything. And you'll hear it when you hear the song. I really don't like your arrogance or your policies, yeah. You're 99% an embarrassment with just one quality. I don't mind it when you brings out the best in me. When you show your expertise, when the night always ends with a fight, I'm excited that you went on next to me. I like it when you can I have some please of that. You satisfy my needs. Sometimes I fake that I hate you, make up so you wind up next to me. I really don't like your skinny jeans, so take them off of me.
That's Eliza Doolittle, live at FUV, with Skinny Jeans and Pack Up. Her debut is called Eliza Doolittle. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.